Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Ha 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 ha. I've been waiting for this day for a few months now because this will be, I think this is actually going to be the first time here on the Steve Noble radio program that I am going to absolutely invest in something and take advantage of something and experience great pleasure and great joy, and you guys aren't going to be able to do anything except watch it on Facebook Live and listen to it on the radio because in about 15 or 20 minutes, I am going to get to eat, once again, some of the greatest barbecue. Well, it's the greatest barbecue I've ever had in my life, and so I'm excited to be here. Christopher Prieto is with me, the owner, operator, legendary barbecue pitmaster here at Prime Barbecue in Knightdale, North Carolina. So in the midst of this situation where we've got restaurants all over the country closing by order of the government, and we've got restaurant owners and restaurant workers hurting all over the country. Imagine trying to open a brand new kind of cutting edge barbecue joint in any market, but here in Knightdale, which is outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And I haven't done anything like this in years when I've been able to partner with a brother in Christ and to do whatever I can and to bring you guys into the fold to help one of our fellow brothers in the faith with a grand opening and kind of something like this. I haven't done this in a while, so it's great to be here. Christopher?
It's always to hear you talk.
Well, my family might not agree with you, but anyway, yeah. The last time we were together, you were in my studio.
Yes.
Now I'm kind of in yours. So
essentially,
so what does this feel like? And for those of you on Facebook Live, this I'll show you on the break. And if you want to join us on Facebook, you'll be able to see just how incredible this place is. It's about 8,000 square feet. Is that right?
It is. 8,000 square feet.
The most incredible. I mean, it's just an incredible restaurant, period. But the fact that it's a barbecue restaurant. But how are you feeling? This is pretty exciting.
I haven't been able to feel yet. So, a lot of people always say, you must be excited. You must be getting so excited. But, you know, I don't know. It's how God wired me. But when things get closer, I get more focused rather than excited.
Yeah.
Because I know the responsibility I have in front of me. And sometimes, and I've had this discussion with many other people, I think excitement can lead the bad things in. Because then you can become defeated quickly.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm excited that we got to the point of hearing the register print their first order.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the joy on my business partner's face when we started the pits for the first time. But I'm just really focused on serving this community and ready to get that started. I know there's just a lot of people that need smiles.
Yeah.
Just
exactly
simple
right.
Smiles. And good barbecue does that to a lot of people.
Well, it's going to do it to me in about 15 minutes, so that's I'm excited to be here for that. But because originally Prime Barbecue or Prime, if you want to go to the website, and you should because they've already taken orders, and we'll talk through that, and how do you do a grand opening and open a restaurant in the midst of this situation we're in with COVID-19, and we'll talk about that, but prime-barbecuebbq.com is the website, prime-bbq.com is the website. So because originally it was mid-April, right? That was the plan.
It was the plan.
And then January, February, COVID now becomes a regular part of our vernacular. So how have you guys dealt with this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we've been building this building and this plan for 2 years.
Wow.
And how I know that is because the day after we literally had that grand opening with the shovel, my wife gave birth the next day.
Oh, man.
So everything's every time. And Charles's birthday is this Thursday, and he'll be two. So it's been quite a while since we broke ground, not the whole due diligence prior to that. You know, and I've always, you know, anticipated all these people coming. I had family flying in from Puerto Rico. I had everyone bought plane tickets. I had, you know, other chefs from other parts of the United States coming to eat their meal and to do presentations. We're going to do a grand opening for the town, a grand opening for the friends and family. I mean, it was orchestrated.
Yeah.
We were going to have great bands out here. We're going to connect with the community. We're going to raise money for charities. We were having deep, rich meetings with the town just to coordinate all that. And it was going to be this big thing, which every business owner for their first time wants to have.
Oh, man, of course.
And I almost, and I even thought about it once, just looking, going out of one of those meetings going, I don't know if I like covet that day or that opening. And I knew I needed to refocus my attention. So every time that got brought up, I tried not to stare at it too much. And then all of a sudden, I was like, what's this on the news?
No kidding.
Should I be worried? And usually I point towards Fred because Fred's, you know, in politics and he always has his ear on the beat of things. And Fred's like, not just yet.
Fred Von Cannon, by the way, will join us later. He's been on the show before. He's running for House 35, District 35 here in North Carolina. And he's Christopher's business partner. But we're live at Prime Barbecue here in Knightdale, North Carolina. By the way, if you live anywhere in North Carolina, heck, if you live anywhere in the United States of America, once your state opens, and I hope they all open, we were transgressing all kinds of state lines of the last week. We went down to Florida and came back and survived that trip, but this will be worth your trip. And it's one of those things for all of us, for you, Christopher, it's an interesting environment to be in and to be able to, like you said, to try to, we all need some smiles.
Yeah,
we need a win. We need to get behind something. You know, we're starting to see where there's a little bit of opening here and there, some restaurants, even hair salons opening, some people getting in trouble with the law because of that. We'll talk through that. We're not worried about that here, but people want to start seeing some wins. And I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to help each other.
Yeah. I agree. You know, it's really, especially the community around food or service industry in general, we just have to bring each other together.
Yeah.
It's just a very difficult time for a lot of those people. You know, it was just funny that all these delays came, and then when we were supposed to open, I'm almost grateful that the Lord just kept us away just long enough to say, okay, I don't want you to be open before, because you'd have all these people come through the door, and all of a sudden it would crash shut.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've had this time to step back and, you know, reposition ourselves. How do we still serve the way we wanted to serve through the door and, like, reinvent everything out the back door in a clean, orderly fashion, where people feel served and appreciated. And we just literally had to step up our barbecue game. You know, we do that each and every day. But this was more than anything because we wanted to build the experience of what we're about, what our ministry is about in that bite. And now we have to do it through a car window.
But eventually through the front door and all the other doors and the outdoor seating and everything else. We're at Prime Barbecue here in Knightdale, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh. Prime-BBQ.com is the website. I'm here with Christopher Prieto and then his business partner, my buddy Fred Von Cannon, is going to join us here on the other side. And pretty soon, especially on Facebook Live and on the radio, you're going to have to listen to me just really loving the fact that I'm here today. What are we waiting for? Back at Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. If you're on Facebook Live, I probably just made you dizzy as we switched locations here in the restaurant. We're at Prime Barbecue in Knightdale in the midst of the shutdown and the closing of so many places. And now we've got protests, as there need to be, for the reopen movement, not just here in North Carolina, but all over the country. And we've got literally probably millions of businesses that might not even come back. We've got right here in North Carolina alone, we now have about 1 million people. We know that number now that are unemployed. So imagine opening an 8,000 square foot. Would you say, because somebody asked me on Facebook Live, we're here with Christopher Prieto, the owner. Would you say that somebody said, is it real barbecue like Texas barbecue or is it other barbecue? So, because to me, this is Texas barbecue because you have brisket and you're from Texas. But
yeah, that's a beautiful question. And that leads us into kind of like our market. And when we're building the brand, we're barbecue without borders.
Oh, you know, I like that. That's good.
And the reason why we say that is because I've traveled the entire United States eating and cooking different styles of barbecue. And one thing I've come to the clarity and sense of is all barbecue is great. Doesn't matter where it's from. Doesn't matter if it's got vinegar, sauce, smoke, heavy pepper, pork, ribs, squirrel. I don't care. As long as it's cooked properly and it's absolutely delicious, I don't care what regional style it is. Now, if you're looking for a specific regional style, my influences are Texas and North Carolina predominantly. I go a little sweeter on my ribs because I come from a competitive cooking background, so a little more Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I think rib needs a sweet to it. I think brisket is black pepper. Black pepper's a food group in my household. So when you're in Texas,
it's, that's hilarious.
It's, you know, fruits, vegetables, piles of black pepper, Mexican Coke.
Yes.
I mean, those are things that we consume.
Which, by the way, when you say Mexican Coke, what do you mean? Just so everybody knows, because this is the best Coke.
Without high fructose corn syrup, so it's made with cane sugar. It's very, very, very
It's the original recipe.
It is the original recipe.
That's so
Lots
cool.
of history behind that.
That's awesome. All right, so I know we've got some meat in the house. So we're
yes.
here in Knightdale, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh, prime-bbq.com. And you guys are taking orders right now. So even though we've still got all this shutdown craziness going on, the pit's open.
Yeah, so the pits have been running. We're kind of doing a seasoning the pits opening. And what that means is, you know, during this time, we're just cooking tons and tons of meat, just seasoning the pits up really nicely. And we are taking orders online just because that's what we feel is the best approach at this moment. We'll be doing it in advance Tuesday through Saturday, taking orders, and it's 48 hours in advance. And the reason why we do that, a lot of people are asking why 48 hours. It's because barbecue's 3 days behind. This isn't a hamburger or hot dog I can throw in the grill when we're short. We're making sure we can feed the entire community as much as possible.
Yeah.
Either I make a small batch and feed a small amount of people each day, or I can make a big batch 48 hours in advance and feed a lot more people. Capacity is not our issue. It's making sure we maintain quality, and we just get everyone served that needs some barbecue.
All right. Well, I was in here a few weeks back.
Sure.
But it smells a lot better today.
It does. We have the right deodorant on now.
And we've got some over here, right?
Yes,
so all right,
I can
so this
smell
is
it
so all of
approaches.
You on Facebook Live, you're going to hate me for this, but I'm here to love you and love her. That's just ridiculous looking. That looks fake. That doesn't even look at this, guys. I want all you guys to see this on Facebook Live. That doesn't even look real to me. That's just when it smells. All right, tell me what we're doing here.
Sure.
So I can only talk for so long.
We're doing the thing. In Texas, there's something, it's really neat. It's called the Trinity of Meat. So it's the three main things that you need to eat: sausage, brisket, and pork ribs. Anytime we go out to eat, those are the three things I always eat. Our sausage is 4 days behind schedule, so we're processing that out today. I wish I could have a link for you, but it's an all-beef sausage. We use it only with the prime grade beef trimmings that we use from here, and we touch it with a little bit of pork shoulder. Here's our St. Louis spare ribs. We use a Duroc pork, absolutely top of the line pork. We feel it. It leaves what I call meat chapstick. When you eat really buttery pork, you end up licking your lips like it's got this beautiful buttery pork glaze.
Wow.
This beef brisket is just killer. It comes out of Kansas City. We have a great relationship with the company itself. We went to Mexico with them and cooked with them. It is rich and unctuous and buttery and peppery and flavorful. And what we got here is these things, we call them the caviar. So we call it a sugar cookie. What that means is it's the end of the burnt end.
That's what I've been eyeing as you've been talking.
That's correct.
And I have been listening. I've just got my eye on that
one
right there.
Yeah, so there's two different variations to beef. There's the deckle, which is the more moist section, kind of like a ribeye. Think of a ribeye. And then underneath is the more of a leaner, tighter section.
Wow.
It's called the flat, even though it's still buttery tender. It's more of a sirloin texture.
Gee.
The fat has become sweet. So even if you hate fat, I always transition people into loving fat because we've rendered it for 19 hours. This is salt and pepper rubbed, really high-end beef, smoked with pecan and oak for 19 hours till it just
Now, people,
because
I want to bring this the whole situation of the country home for everybody because, you know, and if you see this, especially if you could smell it. Sorry you can't smell it on Facebook Live because you would be hating me even more right now, but but beef and pork, these are a big issue right now because it's not as easy to get all of a sudden.
No, so bottoms have dropped and then things went up. So what that means is
I'm eating this piece right now. Okay.
Pork is very difficult, very volatile right now because a lot of plants are shutting down. So what that means is it's a lot harder to get pork. Whatever's been butchered is what's on the market. So we're just trying to rake up as much of our pork as possible. Same with our beef. Now, beef quadrupled in price. I mean, I was looking at the thing going,
that's crazy.
Am I ordering too much beef? And no. And it'll go for 3 weeks, down for 3 weeks. It's like the stock market. And we don't have the choice of switching.
Right.
Either we maintain quality, have to buy the best. Because that's honestly the one thing I've learned in a lifetime of cooking barbecue. The better quality the meat, the better the end product. And all you have to do is catch up your skill set to the quality of meat. And then you really get this mesmerizing, soulful flavor out of this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is amazing.
The ribs are all salt and pepper. They're absolutely delicious, and you can tell, like, they're super sticky. But the rib is, like I said, it's Duroc pork, and we glaze it with a little bit of sweet right at the end.
Are you offering that to me? You're holding it. It's, like, 6 inches away from my face. Okay.
Yeah, so the thing you want to see in a rib, and a lot of people are misconstrued, they want it to fall off the bone. And honestly, you don't want it to fall off the bone. You want it to maintain moisture, which these have plenty of moisture. They'll drip from my fingers.
Yeah, squeeze it. And it's in there
because it should pop like almost like a delicious pork balloon in your mouth, you know, of all this flavor and smoke and salt and pepper. So it almost looks like it's on there. But when you bite it, it should come off cleanly.
Oh, that's just so ridiculous.
You should...
I'm licking my fingers on our radio, just in case you're wondering what I'm doing.
You should be able to see your bite mark in it.
I do, yeah. It's right there.
Through. The pork, again, is so, so good. It has just a bit of sweet to it.
Wow.
And the reason why we put a bit of sweet on it is that we want it to be kissed and balanced with flavor, right? We want kids to love it, but then also adults and purists to love it as well. So it's finding that balance of new generation to old generation of doing things.
So right now, in terms of the meat situation in the country, that is very real. It's yet another challenge that restaurants are facing. Not just the price difference, but actually being able to get it. Just get it.
Get anything. I mean, bags are hard to get for carryout.
Jeez.
Cups. Plates, silverware, anything, because everyone's doing the same thing now.
Right, yeah, unbelievable.
They're all serving to go.
We all have to not only work on reopening this country, but we got to support all the businesses and the restaurants that are opening, and especially here at Prime Barbecue in its grand opening coming up really soon. We'll talk about that now. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble being somewhat rude today as I'm chewing with my mouth open. And I'm doing that on purpose so you guys can hear as we're digging in. This is just the best barbecue I've ever had. We're here at Prime Barbecue in Knightdale, which is just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And I haven't done anything like this in a while, which is just a blast to be able to help a brother in Christ. And in this case, two of my brothers in Christ and families and being a part of all this together. As we're trying to see our country reopen, obviously, and there's restaurants and businesses shuttered all over this country. Lives are being destroyed. We don't just need to, we act like it's mutually exclusive that if you are going to care about the people that are actually dealing with COVID-19, that somehow you don't care about the people that are not dealing with, but whose lives are being devastated financially in many other ways. And deaths of despair is a phrase I want you to remember, because we're going to be looking at that over the next several months, if not the next year or so, depending on what happens here in America, as people are losing their jobs, they're losing their businesses, and those people are being affected too. And so this isn't mutually exclusive. You can care about both. You can work towards both at the same time. And so in the midst of all this closed down, we're trying to reopen. We're here in North Carolina. Trying to reopen, and then imagine in the midst of all that trying to do a grand opening of your restaurant. We're at Prime Barbecue, like I said, in Knightdale, here with Christopher Prieto, who's the owner and the genius behind this incredible barbecue that we're enjoying right here on Facebook Live. And then on the radio, if you hear us chewing and stuff, I'm sorry. I would like to say that's bad manners, but in this case, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you so that you make the right choice and come out here. And we're going to talk about the opportunities to do that, because they are doing orders now online that you can come pick it up. But we'll talk about that in the grand opening stuff. But we're also here with another friend of mine, Fred Von Cannon, who is Christopher's business partner, also happens to be running for North Carolina House. That's District 35. We had Fred on before to talk about politics, but now we're talking about which is better. Politics or barbecue, Fred?
Is this a trick question?
I don't know. Turn your mic in a little bit so it's going right into your mouth.
There you go.
There you go. Good. So
yeah, barbecue all the time, anytime over politics.
Sure. Amen. I'm with you there. And tell us about how you guys got involved, how you guys ended up being business partners. And it's just a great story, everything going on
here. Sure. I've known Christopher, oh, goodness, almost maybe 15 years or so. Yep. So he's... he's exactly who you want to be in business with, somebody that is passionate, a fellow believer. So we've been talking about this for a very long time. He was catering a lot of things in the neighborhood and different things. He would go anywhere he was cooking, we all were there. And so at some point about 10 years ago, I told him, if you're ever going to do brick and mortar, let me know. I'd be honored to be to partner with you.
Wow.
And about 3 years ago, that we caught up each other at a Sam's Club and saw him, and he said, hey, I think I'm ready. So this has been a labor of love for about 3 years here. We broke ground, I think, just 2 years ago this week.
Yep.
But it was a long time even getting to that point. So God's timing is interesting. It's not how we would have designed it, and I'm sure you've talked about this, opening in the world of COVID restaurant, which doesn't – it seems a little counterintuitive, but it's God's timing.
Yeah.
And we're getting a chance to work out and work on a lot of stuff and get this done. But we opened up the orders on Friday to do – we're doing 48 hours in advance notice, and it's been overwhelming, the amount of response that we've got. So we had to shut down Tuesday and push people to Wednesday and Thursday. So 48 hours in advance, if you can get in, it might actually be 72 hours.
Wow,
so,
yeah, that's
which
exciting.
Is, yeah, it is. It's great. So, yeah, this has been a long time coming, and you know, it's the first project that I've done like this where I've been a partner. I'm, like most entrepreneurs, control freaks and want to do things on their own, but I definitely don't want to get in the kitchen when when Christopher's there, because he knows what he's doing. So we're really excited about this.
And from a business perspective, because it's the reality of brick and mortar, you got to get open at some point. You can't open with 10%. You got, right. That's where the governor's talking about this, guys, whether it's North Carolina or other states. So you've got costs that are there that you can't avoid. And if you're going to open your doors, actually you'd lose more money by opening your doors, because now you're throwing more cost in there. But a really
that's
difficult
right.
situation. So how do you respond kind of as a business person, but also as a believer? Mm-hmm. Because you kind of deal with the world as well as the spirit.
Well, yeah, again, this is God's timing. It's not how we would have done it timing-wise or situation-wise. But, you know, we've put a lot of blood, sweat, tears, time, money into this, and we feel perfectly, you know, clear that God has led us to get the doors open and get this going. And so right now it's online orders. They're, again, we're kind of overwhelmed with how much we've got, which is a great thing. But we'll get the doors open whenever you know, whenever that's appropriate. Just like you said, too, the excuse me.
You're fine.
The you know, the kind of the, it's not mutually exclusive. I've heard the governor say that he's going to open it when the data says that it's good to open it. But unfortunately, I don't think he's taking any other data except the virus data into account, because there are data that come into play about, just like you talked about, deaths of despair and,
yeah.
and economic. So I think that in the holistic situation where the, I mean, we should be open. The neighboring states that have had that hit a lot more hard than we are already open or opening. And so he's slow playing this. I'm not sure, you know, what the motivation.
Yeah.
I want to attribute anything there.
Yeah, it's hard because I want to attribute things.
Yes.
You know, and government loves to gain more power. And unfortunately, that cuts about across both sides of the aisle.
It does.
There's plenty of people on the right that don't mind having a bigger, more powerful, yeah. more expansive government,
yeah.
as well as, of course, by default, people on the left. But ultimately for us as people, not of the right or the left, but people of the book, you do have to have faith and trust God's yeah. timing in all of this, and
that's
just
right.
go, okay, we're not going to lose our minds about it.
No.
You just had more time to prepare, yeah. like you said, Christopher. But then sooner or later, you have to trust the Lord.
That's right. Yeah, and we're open, and we'll open the inside, and it's beautiful here. Wish you had a shot of it.
We spun it around earlier, but
okay.
we'll do it again.
Okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful restaurant. It's been in Chris's mind and kind of designed as it over the years, and we had a great architect, Tony Johnson, and G&G Builders that helped put it together. I couldn't be more proud of the building. And so we're really looking forward to people coming. And as Christopher always talks about, eating isn't just like it is for some people like me. It's just, you know, it's you just eat and, that was good, and you go on. Christopher talks about eating being an experience. And part of the experience is being inside and doing this. So people that are ordering online would love it, and it's going great. We just can't wait for them to get inside.
Oh, yeah,
where
get
they
inside.
Can get the experience.
Because on Facebook Live, you can see this. On the radio, you can't. But you've got really large tables in here that seat. It looks like you could probably put 15 people, 16 people at a table.
Yeah.
And as opposed to little individual four tops and six tops. Why'd you do it this way, Christopher?
Well, communal seating, right? We wanted people to sit together, get together, have conversations together. There is no better conversation I've had or more connectivity I've had than standing in line at a barbecue restaurant. Lord knowing that I've done this 1,000 times. I've
yeah.
stood in 1,000
yeah.
lines. And you meet so many people. that love the same things, different backgrounds, different ideas, different ways to connect, and you're all connecting through this just meet experience. So, and that seemed like such a simple thing to connect people with, just the ministry in general. I mean, we say stay hungry here, but that comes out of Psalms, and we say that because we want people to ask about it. What does stay hungry mean? And it means so many different things. For a non-believer, it just means just stay hungry. Yeah. Never feel full. For
keep
a believer,
eating, right?
I learned quickly. I always want to be eating and developing, maybe with Scripture, maybe with another Christian brother, maybe with the music around, surround myself with worship, with whatever it takes. You have to stay hungry for God's Word, because He fills you fuller than 15 briskets on this table, right?
That's exactly
right. I could lay everything on my barbecue pit on this table. We could eat till we can't move, but the Lord's Word, just the breath of it, can fill you for weeks and months and a lifetime if you allow it.
What'd you guys decide to do, Fred, you and Christopher both, on this one? Because it's like, hey, what does it mean to be... There's the notion of running, quote-unquote, a Christian business. So like, oh, this is a Christian barbecue place, sure. So you got to put a fish on the wall and all that kind of stuff. Versus running an excellent business as Christians. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have gospel opportunities. We look, how do you kind of walk that line? How do you develop that in a business like Prime Barbecue?
So I'll go first. It's just how I came to know the Lord, right? Someone was just filled with the Spirit around me. And I came to ask, why are you so happy? And when he spoke about it, I remember I was at a restaurant. It was an old friend of mine. And just the life-giving words he spoke and how he loved me so well. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. That was different for me. When we developed this restaurant, we wanted people to be just loved and appreciated. And they want to be ooh and ah, but we want to make sure we put the right language where it starts the right conversation without presenting it in a big way. You should be known as a Christian through your actions and how you approach and speak about life, how you react to situations. It shouldn't be scripture all over the walls.
Yeah, which is one way to do it. But again, the false security there is, hey, we have a fish up. We have some scripture on the walls. There you go. Boom, and we're done.
Yeah,
that's like that
exactly
stupid
right.
old quote that somebody likes to attribute to Francis of Assisi. At all times, share the gospel, and when absolutely necessary, use words. I hate that one. You actually have to do both. You have to live it out, but you also have to speak it out. We're talking to Christopher and Fred here at Prime Barbecue. We'll be...
We do.
That's good to know for all of you vegetarians out there. I just said to a friend on Facebook Live, he said, I'm a vegetarian. Is there enough side stuff for a full meal? And I said, and Christopher Prieto's here. He's a founder of Prime Barbecue, and then Fred Von Cannon, who is his business partner. These guys are both brothers in Christ. So that's a great thing. Just one of the many reasons that you need to be a part of this. This is a part of a nationwide move that we all need to be a part of, whether it's Prime Barbecue or some other place. Man, what a special time for all of us and an important time for all of us to kind of band together and help one another, especially in the family of faith. So if you know another Christian who is a business owner and is hurting, I often tell people, you guys, we should be a lot more like the mafia.
Yeah.
The mafia is really good. The mafia is really good at taking care of their own.
Yep.
And the scriptures make that perfectly clear. Our charity starts first in the body of Christ, and then it goes out from there. So mm-hmm. if you know a Christian business owner, if they have a restaurant or any other small business, man, we really need to be looking for opportunities to support one another. And here in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area, the Triangle area of North Carolina, Prime Barbecue is a perfect example, getting started in the midst of this crazy COVID-19 stuff. But you mentioned a chopped salad.
Yes.
So for Peyton, my friend on Facebook Live, I said, well, first of all, I'll pray for you since you're a vegetarian. but secondly, there's a chopped salad. There's all kinds of stuff on the menu.
It's the, you know, ironically, no one's ordered the chopped salad since we've been selling out each day. But it's delicious. We put a lot of time and effort because if I'm going to have a salad, it's going to be good. So it's like, it's called a superfood. It's got chopped Brussels sprouts, kale, green.
Wow.
Then we have our fried onions on it, our Hatch green chili ranch dressing.
Jeez. Who are we kidding? If you have a salad, it's going to have brisket on it.
What I'm saying, it's got to be covered in meat somehow.
Can they get the salad without the meat?
Absolutely. Actually, we present it
without
the meat.
I think you should make them repent at the counter.
Yes. Yeah.
They do have to do the walk of shame down the
line. The
walk
of shame, right?
You know, the pickle on the Christmas tree.
They took the meat off their salad. There they go.
I'm going to secretly hide a chunk of brisket in the middle. So when they eat it's an immediate, like, what was I ever thinking?
What was I ever thinking? Right? That's so funny. Fred, I know you wanted to come back because I asked that question. Sometimes Christians run their business in real obvious ways. Sometimes we think, well, I put a fish on the back of my car. Mm-hmm. I've got a passage of scripture on the wall. And then they run their business like anything but Christ would have them run their business. So how do you kind of incorporate your faith into running a any business? Because you're a successful entrepreneur yourself. But in this case, a business like Prime Barbecue, where you're going to be having people come in here. How does that work?
Well, I mean, it's a great question. When we've got scripture, when we've got things around here, it's meant to do a couple of things. It's meant to give people an idea of who we are and what we're about, but it also helps us stay accountable too. So just like you said, there's people that say they have a Christian business and then they don't run it like one. Well, you know, we want to be held accountable to that. And so I have another business. We have 60-some employees, and in any business, you can't. It's not a criteria. You don't interview, you know, and say, are you a Christian or not, you know. And in fact, that's not, you know, we just want the work to be done and done well. But the, you know, we do want people to know what we're about. Yeah. When we interview, you know, faith, family, work, you know, there's a priority to things, and we make sure that they understand that that's who we are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've interviewed people before at my other company and tell them about what we're about and they don't show back up, and that's okay.
Sure,
you
know? It is. Sure.
And so, but we want to model Christ. We want to do, you know, right by our customers, our employees, and we want people to see that, our customers, our employees, and we want to hold each other accountable. So yeah, you don't beat anybody over the head with it, but you also have a high bar of accountability that we're wanting to keep.
Yeah, what a great point. And we're here at a Prime Barbecue in Knightdale, which is right outside of Raleigh. Not a full grand opening yet, kind of a soft opening. You can order online, but you might, 48, 72 hours? Because you're cooking meat all the time.
48 hours.
So prime-bbq.com is the website, prime-bbq.com. And I'm telling you, I was raised by Texans, okay? My mother and my dad's in heaven now. I was raised on barbecue brisket, so when I moved to the Midwest and when I moved to North Carolina and I couldn't get barbecue brisket, I was wondering what was wrong with all those sinners. But this is the best barbecue I've ever had. It's the best brisket I've ever had. It's just phenomenal. And plus, he's our brother in Christ. Both of these guys are, and their families. So this is one of those times when we all need to pull together. And some people, when's the last time you heard me on location at a retail place? It's been probably 10 years. It was a buddy of mine that started a coffee shop here in Raleigh, and it's Jubala. And it was just fun to me when I realized, hey, you know what? I've got a little bit more of a platform than your average person, so why wouldn't I help not only, in that case, my brother in Christ, but other people to come enjoy what God had given him the ability to do, which is clear here in this beautiful 8,000-square-foot facility. Tell us a little bit about some of the people you work with, because this is one of the things that really got my heart the first time when it got my stomach. You also got my heart.
So it's interesting because God's really put people in my path that I didn't know I needed or the avenues I needed, most importantly. But our general manager is actually a wounded veteran. I've been working alongside Wounded Warrior Project, rehabilitating soldiers to use barbecue as a therapeutic tool. Also, it's been a platform for me to share the gospel if they want to go deeper in the conversations, if it's an effective tool. And it was effective with one specific soldier, or many, but one specific who kept on coming back to class. And it was like, when I first heard scripture for the first time, it's like I couldn't get enough of it. Mm. Every time I heard the next line of scripture, I'm just like, wow, what a fulfilling thing that is. And Justin, it was with barbecue, and just over time, he served alongside me so well. He understands our approach that, you know, it's faith, it's family, it's barbecue. This is just an avenue for us to change people. And we've had a lot of veterans come alongside of us, but Justin was very specific. Mr. Albert, I met him at a charity event. He's a retired fireman, 30-plus years on the fire department. He was just staring at my rig. And I was like, if you're going to stare at it, you better start sweeping. He goes, all right, start sweeping. Then I was like, and then he stood
so
there
cool.
And waited for the next job. And I gave him another job. And I said, show up tomorrow at 7. And he has never left.
Wow.
And he feels the Lord's called him to serve us till the end of his days. And he is my right-hand guy. Very important to the entire process of our barbecue. He's very soft-spoken, but he works as in God's instructed him to.
Yeah.
So, as do I. And we have Miss Sammy, and she's Albert's wife, and she really kind of makes us smarter, you know, just make sure she maintains absolutely everything. She's also our event director. Yeah. So if we ever have, you know, just big, large groups, or I try to do as much charity events, Christian organizations, Compassion International, we do the 10th Avenue North Classic, things of that nature. She helps presents us in a good way to raise as much money. And we did exceptionally well last year. I sold myself multiple times, but it ended up being just nights full of me preaching, you know, about the gospel.
Yeah.
And then we ate meat along with it. So that was kind of the
sounds. Now, I don't know what we're going to do. Let me ask you this theologically deep question. Will there be meat in the new heavens and the new earth? Because that would require death. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what God's going to do about brisket. So I'm going to probably take that to him in prayer and have a little discussion, and we'll see what happens there. We're in this is a remarkable, like, community kind of setting, because people can't see this, but if I look outside, there's huge, almost floor-to-ceiling windows all the way across this place. Mm-hmm. As we're looking out at really this whole community rec complex, farmer's market, all this stuff in Knightdale. First time I came over here, I didn't even know this was here.
Yeah.
But this is an amazing opportunity to be a part of a community.
Yeah, and what's so awesome about it was none of it existed when we first looked at the property. So it was like we were staring out in the farmland, and we were like, okay, God, you called us here. We'll just trust you. And everything started to fall into place. It's also during the construction period given me a good glimpse at people. Because I've sat and worked at that bench and stared at people walking by. And it's interesting how the world shifted. It went from families playing outside, people doing aerobics classes together, everything beautiful, to the sombered, masked people.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
That look so exhausted walking back and forth. And I'm like, look, that's the sixth time they've walked that dog today. And they're just like, I got to walk this dog, got to walk this dog. Yeah. And I can count them now. But it gives me a good picture of what people really need. And, like, how important is this ministry we have here?
Yeah.
Because I have to take something as simple, and it's been so far in the American history as barbecue, and I have to apply it just like Scripture, and I have to feed their souls back up.
Yeah.
And then just bring joy back into it.
Which you're going to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to happen because people are itching to come back out. Yeah. And with my 88 high school students that I teach every week now on Zoom, the number one thing that they miss is this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They miss proximity. Sure. They're the most connected generation. They're also the loneliest generation, but they miss proximity, being actually in the room. So we got a couple minutes left. Just talk about kind of the grand opening here. What can we expect? I know we got to deal with the government. We got to deal with North Carolina, all those fun things that none of us like to do. But kind of what's the plan? What's available now? And what's the vision for the near future?
Sure. Yeah. And just like you said, we're going to just have to follow the governor's lead here in what we can do. Right now, order online, prime-bbq.com. It'll take you to the online ordering. From there, order anything and everything. We'll have it ready when you get here. When we're able to open, if they're going to open like at 10 or 25%, it's probably not something we would do. We'll probably wait to at least get 50%.
And most businesses can't do that because they're going to incur all that cost and they'll actually lose more money.
Yep. Yeah, we're blessed to have a big building. We've got 8,000 square feet seating over 200 people, and we've got outdoor space even beyond that that we can put some folks. So if when they'll let us go to 50%, we'll probably open the inside and probably still keep the online ordering. So as far as the grand opening, we were going to have a big bands and all kinds of things, and we're going to still probably do that, but it'll probably be September, October, and those dates will come. Listen to Christopher's got his following on Instagram. That's probably the best place to kind of get up to speed on things.
But they can order it right now and get it in a couple of days.
Yeah, so they can order. It prompts for like an immediate pickup time, but you also can choose advance in the week. Yeah. So you can clean your food ahead, your meat coma ahead, you know.
On the calendar.
Yeah,
we've got people that are ordering 2 weeks ahead.
Wow,
yeah, that's great.
What a great way to kind of celebrate, be a part of what God is doing here at Prime Barbecue. Bless your family. Bless Christopher and Fred and everybody here at Prime Barbecue, and let's help each other through this. Prime-bbq.com to order that now. Grand opening coming up soon. Christopher and Fred, it's great being here with you guys today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys, this is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. I'm going to keep eating, God willing. I'll talk to you again real soon.